Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience The Good Life today.
Danny Yamashiro here. Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. What would you do if your future plans crumbled and you received news of infertility due to cancer treatments? Winnie Mendiola began her walk with God in 1995 after being diagnosed with cancer at the age of 21. Her experience of God's plans for a spirit-filled life has been transformational, far greater than she could have ever hoped for. She joins us today. Today is the Winnie Mendiola story, but it relates to you, dear friend, as we share in this time together. I believe God is destined for us to connect in this way, for you to hear her share heart to heart with you. Because in life, when we face those, they're not roadblocks. They're not bumps in the roads. They are, at times, seemingly dead ends. There is always hope in Jesus Christ, in Christ who loves you so much, dear one, that he died on the cross for your sins. He shed his blood on that cross to wash your sins away. He was buried, and 3 days later, he rose from the grave. And the living Christ who has touched Winnie, well, I believe he will touch you today. And it's our hope and our prayer that you would open your heart to Jesus Christ. Receive him as your Savior and Lord. And if you're already walking with the Lord, I strongly believe that you're going to be encouraged in a very fresh and personal way. Now, she's been cancer-free for over 20 years. And Winnie Mendiola is a homeschooling mom of two girls. She's been married for 20 years, is currently a flight attendant and instructor at Hawaiian Airlines. Recently, she was the event coordinator for Unshaken Hawaii 2017. She'll share some about that in a moment. And she serves as the Leeward Oahu Area Coordinator for Moms in Prayer International. Winnie, welcome to our show.
Aloha, Tani. Aloha.
Where did you grow up?
Danny, I am a true local girl. I was born and raised here in Hawaii. I grew up on the west side in Ewa Beach.
Oh, Ewa Beach. Mm-hmm. I lived in I know there's a difference now. Ewa Beach and Ewa, right?
Yes, yes.
something having to do with Papipi Road or
something like that.
An invisible line like that. Well, what was it like for you growing up there in Ewa?
Well, when I was growing up, Ewa Beach. So all sugarcane, and it was just country. Everyone called it country because it's far out of town. You know, once you pass Waipahu, that's town to us already that we live in Ewa Beach. But I grew up in a really small community. Grew up around my family, my cousins, my auntie and uncles. And I went to school there. Went to Poakea Elementary, Ilima Intermediate, and James Campbell High School. And guess what? I still live in Ewa Beach.
Who influenced you most in your growing up years?
You know, Danny, when I thought about that question, really it was a bunch of people. It was my entire family. And I think it was generational because my grandparents influenced me in, I think, my work ethics. You know, for them, calling in sick was dead. You know, you could not get out of bed. So I don't think they even called in sick once in working for over 40 years. So they taught me how to work hard, to be diligent, and to be frugal. My parents taught me about sacrifice. My parents and my uncles and aunties about how, you know, you give up what you want or need for the family, for the betterment of the entire family and not thinking just of yourself. And then my cousins and my two older brothers, you know, we learned to love each other, to get along. We had that old saying that if one of us cried, all of us would get lickings. So we really learned how to get along and work together. So for those of you out there, if you think that you have to do something big, you know, reinvent the wheel or walk on some other planet to influence a child, I'll have you know that your daily walk, what you teach us every day, being diligent and being a hard worker and being kind, that all influences us. And I remember and I think back about what my family taught me and how I grew up with such great values.
Hmm. What was it like growing up? How many siblings?
I have two older brothers, and I have several cousins that I grew up with. So every time we went on an outing, say we went to the beach, there was at least 8 to 10 of us that went out as a family. We did everything together. We spent holidays together. We would sleep over at grandma's house, all on the floor together. Before going to, by the way, we went to Ala Moana Beach at about 4:30 or 5 o'clock in the morning because my grandma always wanted to get good parking. We had a really close-knit family.
Yeah. How did you become a Christian?
I think I was in one of the most dangerous times in my life. And I think for any young person, it's a dangerous time because I was actually doing good. I was in college. I was 21. I was on my way to pursuing my goals. I was a good kid. So in my mind, I had everything I wanted. So I call that a dangerous place in a person's life because really, if you're self-fulfilled, there's no room for God. In my mind, I didn't think I needed God because I pretty much had everything I wanted. I was at UH. I was working full-time. I was on scholarship. I was a good kid. I didn't do drugs. So I think, you know, when you're in a good place and you feel like you're self-fulfilled, the enemy leaves you alone because in your mind, you don't need God, and you think you're a good person. So what happened was I was working full-time, and I was going to school full-time, and I started getting tired. And I thought that was just because of a work schedule, and I got sick. I caught the flu, and I went to the doctor, and he basically gave me just some medicines, and after about a month, I was still coughing. So I went to the doctor again, and he gave me a stronger cough medicine. Now, this cough medicine had codeine, which makes you sleepy. And I thought, oh, I can't be sleeping. I have to work, and I have to go to school. So I went to the doctor again. So I was coughing for about 3 months. And finally, I went for a second opinion. They took an X-ray, and they had seen a kind of a white cloud, almost the size of a tennis ball, right around my chest area. So the X-ray technician's first question to me was, do you smoke? And I said, no, I've never smoked before. And she just kind of looked at me thinking, okay, I need to wait. I can't tell her any information. I'll just give you your X-rays to the doctor. So it turned out I had, they thought it was either TB or some kind of infection. Worst case scenario, they thought it was cancer. So even then, when I received that news, I thought that I could battle everything by myself. After getting that news, you know, I took a walk and I was like, no, I can do this. You know, I'll battle. People have lived through cancer. For, you know, there's people that survived. So I, even at that point, I didn't think I needed God. So I went in the hospital and they had diagnosed it. They had taken a few more test and then discovered it was Hodgkin's lymphoma. So, yes, yeah, so I met with the oncologist and he told me that, well, you'll be fine. You know, we'll just do radiation. We'll do radiation for about 4 weeks and you'll be good to go. So I was like, okay, great. After 4 weeks, I'll just take a 4 week break and then get on with my life. So when I met with him the following week, he had told me that he met with a board of oncologists and they had decided that the best treatment for me, because of my age and the size of the tumor, that I would have to have chemotherapy. And that kind of just blew me away because you hear all the horror stories of chemotherapy and what it does to a person. So he gave me four different papers as far as the four different anti-cancer drugs that I was going to receive and the effects of it. And one of the effects of three of those anti-cancer drugs was infertility. And I think it was at that point that I just broke down because I was 21. You know, at 21, you feel invincible. At 21, you feel like nothing's going to stop you. I also was dating someone. It turns out I did marry Layton. And I actually went up to him and I said, you know what? I'm not going to be able to have babies. So I'm okay if you want to just be friends. And he just kind of looked at me and said, you know, don't worry about it. We will adopt if we have to. You know, don't worry about it. But even with that encouragement, I felt like everything was over. I thought that my life was, when you, was when done.
When you talk about feeling like everything's over or your life was done, Winnie, you relate with someone today in a very, very deep way, because life, the experiences that we have, there are moments that catch us off guard. We couldn't prepare for it. We thought we could handle ourselves in a given situation, and it's just so overwhelming. Someone today feels like things are pretty much coming to an end. They probably did not even think this would ever happen to them. Whatever it is their situation is at this moment, it's all very unique, of course. But as you share your feeling and your story at that time, you connect with someone. And I believe that God has enabled you to share what you're sharing to touch someone's heart today at a very critical time. When we come back from our break, Winnie, let's talk some more about this and how you made it through. Because, hey, that was 20 years ago. Obviously, there was some intervention. And Christ had a big part in it. You talk about your desire or your awareness of your need for God. Perhaps someone today is, for the very first time, considering, maybe I also, like Winnie, I need God. Dear one, if that's you listening today, or you know of someone who may be in a place like that, well, hey, this is a divine appointment, and Winnie Mendiola, sent by God, is here to share heart to heart with you. And there's more, so stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Paulimomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042. 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed needed fixing to keep it going a long time so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Mahalo to Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, L&S Marine Services Consultants, Arsina Kailihiva of Purium, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Well, what would you do? What would you do if you your life came to what you would consider a dead end and you didn't know what to do or where to go from that point? I'm talking about cancer and infertility, and you're only 21 years old. This is a story of Winnie Mendiola. She's with us today. You can find out more about this program, get this show in its entirety. Maybe you're tuning in right now or perhaps caught the tail end of our last segment. You can get this program in its entirety as a gift at thegoodlifehawaii.com. We've got this and other resources available for you. And don't forget our national and international program, A Slice of the Good Life. Just to let you know, our media ministries have reached all 50 states and people in 120 nations by the grace of God. And if you'd like to stand with us with your support, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click partners and pray with us and join us with your financial contribution. Again, thegoodlifehawaii.com. Winnie, someone today, as I said before our break, may be going through a really painful moment. So how did your relationship with God, how did you become a Christian, your relationship with God make a difference at such a low point?
Well, Danielle, I love what you said in the beginning where you think that things happen and they are a roadblock to you. But in actuality, in hindsight, when I look back at, you know, after being diagnosed with cancer, they're not roadblocks. They are actually directing you towards God.
Mm, like a signpost.
Yes, exactly, exactly. But we only can see that in hindsight. Mm-hmm. And being such a strong-willed individual, you know, it was hard for me to admit that, but being such a strong-willed individual and someone that will push and just not give up, that pride will stop us from seeing what God is trying to do in our lives. So after being diagnosed with cancer and then being told I will be infertile, I will lose all my hair, I will, you know, feel sick, I still thought I could get over it just on my own strength. But actually after the first chemo treatment, the next morning, I was at the end of it all. You know, I realized that by the end of the day, I'd run out of my own strength. I just could not handle it anymore. And I wanted to give up, especially since the first time after I brushed my hair after the first chemo treatment, there was this large chunk of hair that came out. And it was just devastating to me that it just all became real. And so my husband, well, he was my boyfriend at that time. He invited me to church. He just got saved. He said, you know, you should come to church. Now, I come from a family that there's the reverence of God, but there wasn't a relationship with God. So he pretty much drugged me to church, and I was kicking and screaming because at that point I now was bitter at God because I felt like I didn't do anything to deserve this. I was a good kid. I was a good person. And so I went to church, which was in a cafeteria. And, you know, after going to church in nice big buildings, you think, this isn't church. It's the cafeteria. And I walk in, and of course, I was at Calvary Chapel, West Oahu, and Pastor Charles was giving a message. And
Pastor Charles Couch.
Yes, Charles Couch. Absolutely loved him, his message. You know, it's just amazing how when God is calling you, he gives and delivers that message straight to your heart. It is for you. Well, that's how you feel, right? When you hear the message given by one of his messengers at that time, it was Pastor Charles. And so my husband had, my boyfriend brought me up, and Charles had asked me, you know, can we pray for you? And I said, sure. And so he said, do you know Jesus? Do you know God? And I said, well, yeah, I went to church. I know God. And he said, do you have a personal relationship with him? And I thought about it, and I said, I don't understand what that means. So he, in a nutshell, said, well, he died on the cross for you. And if you repent of your sins and trust him as your Lord and Savior, then you will be saved. You will be in the kingdom of God. And I closed my eyes, and that was something that I wanted, because I was, like I said, at the end of my ropes, and I felt like giving up. My plans for my life, my future plans, all the things that I worked for was all shot because of what had happened. And so when I closed my eyes and he prayed for me, and I had prayed, Lord, I just want you to be my Lord and Savior, because I can't handle this anymore. I don't want to do it by myself. I don't have enough strength. I do not. I just can't handle it. I don't know what's in store for my life. And the minute I opened my eyes, I saw that pool of tears at my feet. And literally, Danny, I felt like a huge burden off of my shoulders. It was a huge burden. It literally felt like I did not need to worry anymore.
A peace?
A peace about what was happening in my life. Not only that whatever I was going through, that God would be there. Now, mind you, I didn't read too much scripture, but I knew it in my heart that he would be with me, and that whatever happens, he will take care of me. That's the two basic things that came to my mind.
A person listening might think, oh, peace? I want that peace, but it seems so foreign to me. How do you have peace? Well, how does one experience this inner calm that she's talking about when my life is in shambles? How what would you say to someone who is either wondering or maybe even verbally asking that? How can it be? What would you say?
I would say that you would need to surrender everything. Now, what I mean by that is surrender all of your personal plans, and trust that what the Lord has for you, regardless of what's happening around you, trust that in the storm of your life, that he will walk you through it, and in the end, he has eternal life for you. So it was very difficult for me to surrender. I'm just that kind of person that will take on the responsibilities of things and take on all the problems. I will try and handle and solve it myself. So to surrender and let go of, you know, trying to handle cancer by myself or rearranging my plans for my future, to just let it go was difficult. But once you do that, once you surrender to the God of all things, your anxiety disappears. And he tells us that. He tells us to not be anxious for anything, but in everything by prayer and thanksgiving. And he will direct our paths.
Say a prayer. A prayer before we go to our next break. This may be a very timely moment for someone who is facing, it might be that startling news. It might be combing their hair and seeing a clump of hair, and they are shocked by a new reality, and they're feeling, oh, what do I do from here? Or they're being given an opportunity, maybe even today, an opportunity to respond to Christ, and it's right there where they are being offered a chance to just surrender their life to God. Winnie, can you lead in a prayer, please?
Sure. Father, we praise you for being our sovereign God, Lord. We praise you for being a good God. We know that in all things, Lord, you are in it. And we praise you that you died on the cross for our sins, and you said that when we repent and trust in you and surrender our lives to you, Lord, that we belong to you. Lord, I thank you that we belong to you, that you will care for us, you'll provide for us, and that in all things, Lord, that you will sustain us and strengthen us. Lord, even in the storm, you are our calmness. Lord, I praise you and thank you for all the listeners out there. And if they are going through some suffering or some so-called roadblocks in their lives, Lord, I pray that they open their hearts and eyes to know that it is not a roadblock, but indeed a sign to point to you, Father, that we shall surrender our lives to you and trust in you alone, for you are a good Father. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Winnie, you've been involved in a ministry, Unshaken Hawaii. Tell us about the ministry what is the purpose and the goal?
Unshaken Hawaii is a conference thrown by Moms in Prayer International. And the mission statement for Moms mm-hmm. in Prayer International is to have every school prayed for, to have a group of moms pray for every school that our children go to. And the theme of the conference was Unshaken Hawaii, or Unshaken, and it happened in different states throughout the country. And basically it was to let parents know that we can remain unshaken in this troubled world. You know, we face so many issues today than we did before. You know, unfortunately, just the days of the end are near, and things are just getting worse. And, you know, some moms feel like there is nowhere they can turn, or things happen. Like you said, there's roadblocks in our lives. But the Lord tells us that we can remain unshaken when we have God as our foundation. He is unshakable. So it was for the women here in Hawaii, for our moms. We had close to 300 women attend this past October. And our CEO of Moms in Prayer shared about how the different testimonies or different things and trials that happened in her life that led her to Christ, and how we can share God with everyone and remain unshaken no matter what happens in our lives.
Mm. Winnie, when we come back, let's talk more about Moms in Prayer.
Okay.
Let's talk about how has the prayer ministry of mothers impacted their children? How has it impacted schools? How has it impacted communities? When we come back, more from Winnie Mendiola. Winnie was the event coordinator for Unshaken Hawaii and serves as the Leeward Oahu Area Coordinator for Moms in Prayer International. Does prayer change things? Does prayer make a difference when you pray? Does God hear? What if you don't pray? Does it matter? These questions we'll discuss around and directly about these very things. Could change your life, could change your family in a good way. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me. I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup. I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waihua. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waihua, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Well, a young man says that, hey, my mother prayed for me for over 2 decades and one day I came to know the Lord Jesus Christ. Or a situation may take place in a school, and as mothers come together in prayer, things begin to change. You're listening to the Good Life Radio Show. Danny Yamashiro here. I'm here with Winnie Mendiola joining with us. Winnie's currently a flight attendant, instructor at Hawaiian Airlines. She's a homeschooling mom of two girls, married to Leighton, and she's also the Leeward Oahu Area Coordinator for Moms in Prayer International. Winnie, what difference has the ministry of Moms in Prayer made in your life personally?
Personally, Moms in Prayer has taught me about God. When we do the four steps of prayer, we start off with praise and knowing who God is. So we pray one attribute of God every week. So, for example, we pray God is able or God is omniscient and so forth. So when I first started in the ministry about 12 years ago, you know, I thought I was doing it for my children. But I realized I was really doing it for myself as well, because I learned how to trust in God. And learned about how or who God is. And so my children were about 5 and 3 years old at that time. And I see how it's impacted our entire family's life, because for one thing, my kids and my husband, we know what to do when situations arise. We go straight to prayer. Even now, prayer is also proactive. You can pray about things that, you know, you don't know what to do about or unsure. So it has impacted my family tremendously in a way of being an example to my children, for other people around us. And also, really, I can see the footsteps of God, because we get into the habit of dating our prayer. I prayed for you, or I prayed about this at this time. And you can literally log it down when or how God has answered that prayer. So to me, the ministry has really made God alive. I could see his footsteps in the lives of my children.
Can you give us an example?
Sure. So about 10 years being cancer-free, I had another episode where my doctors had thought the cancer had come back. And, you know, because I've been through it once before, I just cried because I thought, oh, no, I don't want to go through it again. And I have a family now, and, you know, I have things to do. And it just was just so painful. It was a painful period in my life. And so when I was in the hospital, my children came with some cards that they had made. And on it was a prayer. And to know that they know who to run to when they are in distress, or they know who to ask or who to see, that was all worth it.
Mm-hmm. When you minister to other women, moms who come in, how can, maybe a mother is listening today and she says, well, this is so intriguing to me. I didn't know that it even existed. Mm-hmm. By the way, you can find out more at momsinprayer.org, mm-hmm. momsinprayer.org. So they say, how can I get involved? How can I find out more? What will they find if they go to the website, or how could they connect with you, and how is it organized?
Okay, so we actually have Moms in Prayer in 60 different countries, which is amazing. We have, we can connect you wherever you're at. Even for people like military families that move, there is definitely a Moms in Prayer group wherever you are. So all you have to do is go on the website and go on their menu, and you can press on the Get Involved tab and join a group. So when you fill out that information, it will go to the people in your area, the leaders in your area, who will connect you with a group that's already there, started, or can help you start a group of your own. And all you need is one other mom to pray with. So it's very, very simple to start to pray for your children.
Hmm. And once you get involved, there's the connecting from different places, like you mentioned, the military. What happens in the heart of mothers as they become part of the group? I mean, this is a pretty broad question, but generally speaking, what have you experienced or seen?
What I've experienced, Danny, is the heart of a mom beats the same throughout the world. Meaning, sometimes we think that what's happening with our children or what's going on in our own families are only happening to us, when really it's happening to all of us. We have the same issues. And I think moms naturally kind of close in and think, you know, they take fault, perhaps, for what's happening to their children or how they are. But really, there's all of us that's going through the same thing. So what I found was just this army of praying moms that I can join shoulder to shoulder when I need prayer for my children, or even for myself sometimes, that I can call upon them at any given time. And it's amazing because, like I said, we have groups all over the world and all over the country. When I go to, say, like California or Nevada, and I find out a mom is a Moms in Prayer mom, we just connect. We're like, oh, okay, you know what? You know, let's pray about our children or what's going on in your life. There's that instant connection, knowing that, hey, we're part of the army of praying moms. We can stand shoulder to shoulder. We're going through the same thing, so you don't feel alone.
Describe a moment when you, how is it that you disclose, how do you find out that another mother or another woman is part of Moms in Prayer? I sort of want to relive that with you, and I think it'd be neat to hear how you've connected with someone like that.
You know, it's funny, Danny. It's funny because my children, they, when we run into women and we start talking, they, on the side afterwards, after our conversation, they go, that's the Moms in Prayer mom, isn't she? And I said, yeah, how did you know? Oh,
they just pick it up. Yeah, well, how do they know?
I don't know. It's funny. It's a funny thing. They're like, I know she looks like a Moms in Prayer mom. They're like, no, I just know.
They know that maybe the spirit, maybe the language.
Yes.
To use the spirit of a person. Oh, interesting. And how was it for you when you've connected with others that you didn't actually know early on in the relationship and then all of a sudden you connect with them?
It's such a joy. It's such a joy knowing that there are other moms out there that I really feel like when something happens in my life or the lives of my children or anywhere involving children, I know we had the shootings in schools recently or the past few years, being able to connect with a mom and pray right there. And we understand who God is, and we understand that we can intercede for children. There's just that bond that we have. I can't explain it, but it's wonderful.
But, what would you say, Winnie, to a mother? You mentioned this a few moments ago, a certain kind of guilt or blame because of how a child or someone... In the family, the child is turning out, or a situation reveals something that maybe should have been done or could have been done. A word of encouragement to a mother.
Our first and foremost reason for being in existence for Moms in Prayer is to pray for the salvation of our children, that they will receive Jesus as Lord and Savior, and that they will stand boldly in their faith. So as a homeschooling mom, I really feel that responsibility of ensuring that my children grow up well. So when they do something wrong or, you know, that is not acceptable, I feel that responsibility and I feel that fault upon myself. So really, when a mom feels that guilt of, say, their child went in a wayward direction, know that you can intercede for them. You need to understand that God has a plan for their life and that prayer is the way to intercede and battle that spiritual battle for the life of your child. So if you're feeling like there's nothing else you can do, if you're feeling like it's all your fault, then please be encouraged that the Lord of heaven and earth says to pray and ask for their life.
When we come back, I think I'm able to get a sense of a passion that you have for your the ministry Moms in Prayer. In fact, you can find out more, dear one, as you listen to Winnie today, momsinprayer.org. When we come back from our break, I'm wondering what do you find most invigorating? That's just a lead off. Mm-hmm. And then we'll talk about a few more things as we close out our show. Well, Winnie, thanks for being with us. When we come back, let's talk a little bit further about maybe even your favorite scripture. And what would you say to a mother who's, well, not just a mother, there are fathers listening too. There are people who are not even married who are listening, people of many different ages who are listening. Some have been married in the past. Some are widowed. Some are in prison. Some are rejoicing today, and others are going through a really rough time. Winnie Mendiola, sharing heart to heart with you, God's heart. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Mahalo to Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, LNS Marine Services Consultants, Arsina Kailihiva of Purium, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
MomsInPrayer.org. Again, MomsInPrayer.org. That's how you can find out more about the ministry of Moms in Prayer International. Winnie Mendiola is the Leeward Oahu Area Coordinator for Moms in Prayer International. You're listening to the Good Life Radio Show. Danny Yamashiro here. Thanks for being with us today. I appreciate you sharing in this time with us as we share heart to heart with you. Winnie, what has been most invigorating in this season of your life?
Invigorating. That's a great question, Danny. You know, probably seeing my children starting their walk with God. So they are 16 and 13 right now. And teenagers go through issues. Their friends go through issues. And seeing them minister to their friends has just been exciting. So talking to them, and they always seem to want to talk when you're ready to go to bed. So talking to them at that time and just seeing them putting their trust in God or just searching for answers on what or how they can minister to their friends has been so exciting.
What's been most challenging?
Most challenging for me, probably, now I'm in a season where I'm thinking my kids will be gone soon. So I have to relinquish that. I have to prepare myself knowing that my oldest child will be going off to college soon and they will be on their own. So praying for them to make decisions, good decisions, and being in their almost adulthood, I think is challenging for me because I've always been in their lives. I've been homeschooling them. They've always been with me. So it's almost time to let them go.
Were you able to conceive, or are the children adopted?
Actually, Danny, I was able to conceive. And it's amazing. It blew my oncologist away because when I had brought my children in, I had changed oncologists after a while. My original oncologist had retired and I had a new oncologist. So when I brought the children in to meet him, he looked at my chart and he looked at my children and he looked at my chart and he looked at my children. And I said, yes, they're mine. Mm-hmm. And he just started laughing and he asked me, you know, what happened in my story. So it's a really great testimony and a good witnessing tool, mm-hmm. because medically I was not supposed to have children. And even going through chemo and after it was all done, you know, my doctors were saying, okay, well, you could try. And after I had surrendered to God and said, well, God, it's up to you if you, you know, you want us to have children, we got pregnant. And not just with one, with two children. So mm-hmm. I think God is hilarious too. mm-hmm. So yes, they're my kids.
What's your favorite scripture verse?
Oh, that's a difficult question. But I think for me, I think now I've come to realize I'm such a planner. So even when I was young, my mom said I used to plan what cartoons to watch on Saturday morning. Mm-hmm. So looking back, I think one of my struggles is being anxious and ensuring that things, you know, go as planned. But really, we have to trust that things go according to God's plan. And we have mm-hmm. to trust that that is the best plan. Mm-hmm. So my favorite scripture comes from Philippians 4:5, where he says, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace mm-hmm. of God, which surpasses mm-hmm. all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. That is what I meditate on when I'm feeling anxious about anything, that we should just be thankful.
When we live in anxious times, mm-hmm. You watch the news, you go on your smartphone, and we're just barraged with, well, some is very distracting, but others are very disturbing. The kind of things that we see and know that's going on around us. Someone who's anxious today, someone who's a planner that's being challenged by the uncontrollable nature of life, what would you say to that dear friend of ours?
You know, you're correct. We are seeing a lot of things happening that really are depressing, and it seems like everything is going wrong. It seems like the world is just crumbling before us and there's nothing we can do. I would say to that person, understand that our God is sovereign. Understand that we can trust in Him. And when we keep our eyes fixed on Jesus, on God, that no matter what happens around us, know that our God has eternal life in heaven for us. So if all these distracting things, all these things that are really pulling on our heartstrings and making us very, very sad, know that God is there.
Mm-hmm. Winnie, lead us in a prayer for someone who is anxious, a ministry of prayer and an application of what you're sharing. Please, lead us.
Father, Lord, we praise you for your word. We praise you for being sovereign and knowing all things from beginning to end. Father, we praise you that your word says to not be anxious about anything, that you say that we can be thankful, Lord, that you say you will be with us till the end. Lord, I ask that you forgive us, Lord, of our sins. I pray that if there is anything that is keeping or hindering us from fellowship with you, Lord, I pray that you forgive us. Lord, I do thank you for your salvation. I do thank you that you have made a way for us to have eternal life in heaven. And I ask, Lord, for those that are feeling anxious or at a place where things are not going as they plan, I pray, Lord, that you show them your plans. I pray that they will be encouraged to know that you have good plans for us. Regardless of what's happening around us, Lord, that your ways are good. I pray that for those that are worried, for the heart that is thinking there is a roadblock in my life, I pray you show them that is really a sign towards you, that is really you desiring to capture their hearts. And I thank you again, Lord, for being our Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. When you need some time just to unwind, what do you find most refreshing?
My husband is a musician. His band is Native Roots, and one of the things that he does is he just picks up his guitar randomly and sings worship. So he'll just sit there and take out his guitar and play worship, and I will just lie down, you know, next to him, and we'll sing. And we've done that ever since we were married. One of the first things that we had done after we got married was sit down and talk about, you know, where is God directing us, and, you know, what is he showing us. And before we even, you know, mentioned the first thing, he just picked up the guitar and started worshiping. And I love doing that. That just gives me peace, and reminding me of who God is, and reminding me that no matter what we do, he deserves all the glory, that it is through us that he works. So he deserves all the glory, and I just desire to praise and worship him all of my days.
Amen. Thank you so much, Winnie.
Thank you.
Sharing your time. So meaningful. So touching. Heartfelt words from Winnie Mendiola, momsinprayer.org. God's timing is perfect. And there's no better time than right now to share the love of Christ with someone near you, just like Winnie has. And if you haven't done so, hey, this is the perfect moment, I believe, to open your heart to Jesus Christ. Go to thegoodlifehoy.com, click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a video presentation for you. If you'd like to stand with us with your prayers and financial support to make a donation, go to thegoodlifehoy.com and click Partners. Revelation 21:5, he who is seated on the throne said, I am making everything new. It's always a blessing to be with you. Thank you to Winnie Mendiola, momsinprayer.org. Until next time, along with Suzanne Maurer, technical producer Chaz Ontai, guest coordinator Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener-supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.